now is the part of our program where we have time set aside for citizens' comments. So if anybody would like to make a comment or address the board, please feel free to step right up. Going once, going twice, come on, don't be shy.
Good evening. We're just wanted to
we need your name. No,
I'm
you can
sorry.
Stay there. We just need your name and where you reside.
Jason Kaufman. I live in the borough of New Holland.
Sure.
And I have 4 kids in New Holland Elementary, and kindergarten to 6th grade this year. So we're encouraged by the great job that the school is doing. And so just wanted to say a prayer of blessing, and if I could do that. Father in heaven, thank you for the board. Thank you for everything going on in the LEGO school district and for everyone in our community. Lord, I pray for every school board member, every administrator, every teacher, every counselor, every volunteer, every family, and every child involved in the school. Lord, I just pray that truth will be taught and be learned this year, in this coming school year, that your love and grace would prevail, and that every school would be a safe place for learning, growing, and encouragement this year.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other comments? Anyone else? Okay. The next item on our agenda is the approval of the personnel report. I think everyone has had an opportunity to look over the personnel report. Are there any questions?
Is your mic on?
It is now. So the next item on our agenda is the personnel report. I believe it's attached and everybody's had an opportunity to review it. Are there any questions or discussions regarding the personnel report?
So a few more than I thought would be at this late time.
Yes. I believe I believe we're fully staffed. Almost. We have one more list sorted that we're looking. We'll be good. I promise.
Even with classroom aides for special education?
We had two that we're still looking at, but as of this afternoon, STS thought that they had found this.
Awesome. Wonderful.
I'd just like to say it's nice to see, I just noticed that Dylan Gare is coming back to be an assistant coach. It's always good to see our alumni get back to the school. That's pretty cool. All right. So, do we have any motions for accepting the personnel?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Let's see. Next, property and services.
Yes. Thank you. I have two action items and one that I'll add this evening for next week. The first action item, and these first two items are action items we have every year at this time. The first one is to authorize myself to sign the non-public transportation contracts for 2017-18. And our contracts increase based on the cost index that is used in the transportation formula set by the state. And for 17-18, it's 2.1%. So the total cost, without any changes in students, would go up just under $4,000 for the year. But again, depending on the number of riders, if it declines or increases, that will adjust accordingly. Nothing else changing, the total cost would be increased from about $185,000 to about action item B is the listing of the approval of bus drivers, both public and non-public, and parents, as well as bus assistants with Bright Bill for the 2017-18 school year. We're required by the state auditors every year to have the listing. Although we contract with a contractor, we are required to have the list approved, and I typically bring that to the next meeting, in the next board meeting. You actually see the list. And then if we have any ones that are added throughout the year, we'll bring them forward in a future meeting. Any question on those two items?
I just have a question about the bus. Did we start last year the kids swiping when they get on and off the bus?
Yeah, that was sort of a rolling
initiative. The bus transportation folks decided to sort of do that one bus at a time, but yeah, everyone is supposed to be swiping on. We're not having a huge success with that in high school. As you would imagine, elementary students are a little more compliant and they're getting used to it. The high school students are a little more resistant. So we're going to try to incentivize a little more high school students. But one thing that I can tell you, and it's really great that we brought it up, is that we finally got word after a longer delay than we had hoped that the application that parents can use should be available this year. That may create some incentive on the family front to have students swipe on and off. So we're expecting that the use of that system in the secondary level will increase, since now mom and dad will be able to track where the bus is located.
Okay, and the third action item that I would like to add for next week is, it's actually a board policy. It's the student wellness policy. We've been making some final tweaks on it, but I'd like to actually add that for next Monday as a first reading. Again, it'll just be the first draft. Board will have time to look at it before we would have second and final adoption a month later in September. So we'd like to bring forth that first draft based on time constraints with the state. So we'll bring that first draft next Monday for approval, and then we'll have second and final reading in September. And that's my report.
Can you just give me a summary of what that's for?
Basically, the student wellness is talking about the school lunch program and the food that's being served, as well as the curriculum and how things are being taught, like physical education, those types of things. And our coordinated school health council does a tremendous job, so it's not a huge difference from what we're currently doing, but there are some minor tweaks that need to be made.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Ramsey? Program agenda.
Yes, I have one action item and an information item. First action item is approval of affidavit of guardianships. As you know, we work with our families in the summer to reinitiate the affidavit of guardianship if they still qualify for students in our schools, and we usually have a running approval of that of those affidavits up through the fall. So this is the first group of affidavits of guardianship that we're asking for approval. And the second item that I have is an information item, and these are the enrollment numbers as of last Friday. If you could click on the first attachment. And it's kind of hard to look at to see this, but we have a nice number of students in each grade level. We're not over very strongly in any grade level, and we look just about ready to go. Our biggest area is the sixth grade at New Holland this year so far. But even so, those numbers are within our limits. We also have we have support staff for each grade level, in addition to the classroom teachers, so each grade level is covered K through six with an additional person. And then if you look at the secondary level, once again, those numbers are not excessive and we're good there as well. So those are our numbers as of last Friday. This is always the silly season where people come at the last minute to register, so Mrs. McCreary was not in today, so I'm not sure how many voicemails she has on her phone when she gets here tomorrow, but that's what we have right now. Any questions about those?
It just took me a while to read them. It's like, why are there zeros? I see it's in the column.
Right. The grade level.
Yeah.
And that really goes, those are the difference in grade levels in the middle school there that has some 9th and 10th graders. Those are our special education classes that you can have for your grade span. Okay. The next number is an FYI, and the top one, the next one in the middle, right? Dr. Hollister asked me to get together a listing of our special education program students, and so that you're aware how many of our students are Elanco students and how many are outside district students in these specific programs, which are the ones that we have contract students in. So we have a total of 410 special education students in the district. Of that, 410, 78 are from outside the district. And then if you look at the next, if you could open the next one for us. This is a reminder for you where our classes are actually placed, in what buildings, and how many classes are in each building. And so we have life skills programs, multiple disabilities programs, emotional support programs, autistic support programs, and then we have learning support, elementary and secondary work-based learning. The learning support elementary is a supplemental class, and so that's more self-contained. The students are in that class for a majority of their day in some instances. And then the secondary work-based learning is at the secondary level. That's one of those classes that we work very closely with our job trainers, and most of our students coming out of that classroom have a job within our school.
I asked Dr. Larkin just to report in on that, because I think it's important that we keep in mind where those programs are, and to the extent that they are scattered throughout our school district. As you all know, that's a revenue source for us. It's probably, it's a little difficult to get exact numbers, but it's probably between $1.5 and $1.8 million revenue source for us. But more importantly, and this is the important part of the conversation, this allows us to better provide for the kids who are here. Instead of having one or two school psychologists, we've got a school psychologist in every building. Those school psychologists could get together and work cases together. Same with behavior specialists. You know, some school districts don't have a single behavior specialist. We have several who can consult on cases, especially tough. By bringing in students from other school districts, we're able to fill our classrooms and therefore provide personnel and help pay for personnel that some school districts can't afford to pay for at all. So it really, by bringing in students from other schools, we're enriching our programs and the experience that we have, you know, right down to things like, and you know, it doesn't, at the end of the day, it probably isn't huge, but it still matters. You know, we were able to cycle and rotate our vans that we bring and bring students to school and take them away from school and keep them fresh and keep them new, keep them safe. Other school districts don't have that opportunity because of the way we have our system set up, because of the revenue that we have. We're able to really serve that student population especially well. Folks know about that. People come to the school district because of the special education programs that we have. So I did want Dr. Larkin to share with you numbers so you have an idea of where those students were located in the district and the numbers that were called in. Are there any questions? We're extremely proud of our special education program. The state comes in, our teachers are on the state website for their skills as model classrooms and model instructors. So I thought it was a nice opportunity to give you those numbers before the school year starts, but also highlight how proud we are of our program.
Questions.
So is AS autistic support,
yes.
Is that number like usually that high? Is that unusual?
Yeah.
It seems so much higher than the others categories. Or do
we do have more classes for that than the other classes. 8 students can be in each class. So we have 6 We have 10 autistic support classes, so that's why that number is higher than the others.
And what's the difference between LSS and LS?
LSS is learning, LSS is life skills support, and LS is learning support. We have other learning support students that are in our district. There are students, we don't have outside district students that come here for learning support except for our work-based learning program, but they're not included in this. We've been looking specifically at the classes and the classroom space that we use.
You should know.
Yeah, over 300.
Yeah, I just wanted to know. I want to make sure I have the number right. About 8 years ago, before we really invested in special education, we were sending 300 students out of the district at an extremely high cost. So when I say sending them out, sometimes they were riding on vans and buses for 45, 50 minutes. To go to school with students who weren't their neighborhood friends. I was very proud of the team when they said, we think we can do this, and we slowly brought this back, and now we're serving other school districts. I think it's just a win-win. It's a financial win, but it's also, more importantly, a win for the kids who are going to the classes with other kids who they see in church, and they see in Cub Scouts, and they see in the neighborhood. So, again, we're really proud of the program. There are a few occasions when we cannot serve kids. We have to call them sometimes, and we do enlist the services of several different other places. We're using Chester County IU for a few of our students, and we just signed a contract with River Rock. It's a new alternative education program. There's one that's coming to Lancaster County. There are times when we have to say, you know what, we're not serving this child as well as that child needs to be served, and we have to go and find a source that will do that. Currently, it's 4, 6, I'm not sure. How many students are you sending? I want to say it's a half dozen.
Yeah, I don't think it's too much more. So.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dr.
Thank you, Dr. Larkin. Any questions? Any more questions for Dr. Harden? Okay, management.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. First topic is really a discussion. We have, as you know, been in this partnership with Columbia Borough School District for being here this month, actually. That has generated a revenue for us. After all the bills are paid and all the salaries are paid and the mileage is accounted for and all those other expenses, including benefits for the people who are involved in the partnership. And after we have taken $60,000 of that revenue and put that into our current budget as a revenue source, we still have $71,000 that I would like to see the school district actively use directly related to students. My personal preference, my professional preference, is to push a significant amount of that money towards our lacrosse program. Presently, our lacrosse program is a club sport. They have solicited the school board on several occasions over the past 10 years to increase their funding and increase the level of support. The board has been generous in supporting them as much as possible, but we've never committed large amounts of dollars to that organization. That organization has continued to painfully grow, but grow and remain viable. Students are starting to earn scholarships. Last spring and this spring, a number of students received scholarships to go to colleges through the lacrosse program. And so I think I would prefer to do something that students benefit directly from. I know expanding our activities program is not something that everyone is interested in doing at all times, but given our financial status, I consider us in pretty good financial shape presently, and look to be in pretty good financial shape for some period of time, up until something significantly changes in Harrisburg and potentially disrupts revenue sources with a change in property. property tax or what have you. I would like to see us do something noticeable with the $71,000 in revenue that we have. And I'm not married to any one idea, and I'm happy to have a discussion, and I'd like to have the board have a discussion. I wish more of the board members were here this evening. That was just an accident that we caught a number of folks on vacation, and certainly we do not need to make a final decision this evening, but I would be interested to hear what people have to say about spending their funds. So I will turn it over to the board for your input.
I guess I'll go first. I have the lacrosse program has proven itself to be viable, and they've held in there, and the numbers are good. It is a growing sport in this country. And there was another idea floating around with money, is that upgrading the sign in front of the school. I agree that would be also a way that something should be done regardless of what happens with the lacrosse money. One of the first things people see is that sign in the past compared to some of the other schools.
Yeah, just a little history on the sign. We had originally had an electronic sign in the renovation that we were going to do, but we did that renovation of this complex in the teeth of a really rough economy, and we really did have to try and shave here and there, and so that was one of the things that did take a hit. I know some board members wanted to see that. We're talking about electronic sign. We're talking about the kind of sign that would, you know, allow us to actually put photographs of students